感谢主能够看见弟兄姊妹，心里非常喜乐。
Thankful to the Lord and for allowing me to see brothers and sisters, it brings great joy to my heart.
啊，我只能说这个回家的感觉真的很好。
And it really feels good to be home.
虽然在各处啊，都和弟兄姊妹们有聚集。
Although I've been meeting with the saints in other places.
但是每次回来感觉还是不一样。
But when I return home, the feeling is different.
那么今天早晨，我们愿意借着主的话，再和弟兄姊妹一同有一些的交通。
And this morning, I'd like to have more fellowship according to the Word of God.
啊，那么我请弟兄姊妹打开圣经，和我一同先来读一些主的话。
So please turn your Bibles and read along with me.
我们看以弗所书第二章。
We're going to turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter
2. 我们从14节读到18节。
Verses 14 through 18.
以弗所书第二章14到18。
Ephesians 2:14-18.
因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦，记在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人，因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one, and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall, by abolishing in his flesh the enmity, which is the law of commandments, contained in ordinances, that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross.By it having put to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who are near. For through him we both have our access in one spirit to the Father.
第四章
Chapter 4.
我们从二十节读到二十四节。
Verse 20 through 24.
二十节开始。你们学了基督却不是这样，如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
But you did not learn Christ in this way, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, just as truth is in Jesus, that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth.
哥罗西书第三章
Colossians chapter
3. 哥罗西书第三章第四节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 4.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory.
然后我们从第十节第十节和读十和十一节。 穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
Put on the new self who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him, a renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and free man, but Christ is all and in all.
弟兄姊妹都知道这最后一句话啊，英文很清楚，基督是一切又在一切之内。
Pay attention to the very last phrase.It says Christ is all and in all.
我们再看哥林多后书第五章。
Next, 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come.
加拉太书第六章第十五节。
In Galatians chapter 6, verse 15.
加拉太书第六章十五节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 15.
受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要，要紧的就是做新造的人。
For neither is circumcision anything nor uncircumcision but a new creation.
最后我们请看启示录第二十一章。
And lastly we'll read Revelation chapter 21.
第五节。
Verse 5.
启示录二十一章第五节。
Revelation 21 verse 5.
坐宝座的说，看哪，我将一切都更新了。又说，你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。
And he who sits on the throne says, Behold, I am making all things new. And he said, Write these words.Right, for these words are faithful and true.
今天早晨呢，我要和弟兄姊妹讲到，教会就是新人。
And this morning I'd like to speak on the church as the new man.
我们知道在头一个世纪，
We know that in the first century,
使徒保罗带着锁链被关在罗马的监牢里。
That the Apostle Paul was imprisoned and chained.
在那个最艰难困苦的环境里面，
In his moment of difficulty,
他写下了四卷宝贵的书信。
And he wrote four precious letters.
那么写了以弗所书，
The book of Ephesians,
腓立比书，
Philippians,
那么哥罗西书，
Colossians,
还有腓利门书，
and Philemon.
那么这四卷书的里面，
In these four books,
特别哥罗西书跟以弗所书非常的重要。
Particularly the book of Colossians and Ephesians, these are extremely important.
这可以说是神在新约时代中间所赐下最重大的启示。
And we could say that the revelation that was given in these two books are the most important.
我们曾经和弟兄姊妹讲过。
And I've mentioned in the past with brothers and sisters.
那么哥罗西书呢，我们可以这样来看它。
We can look at the book of Colossians in this way.
可以说是从元首看身体。
We can say that it's a viewpoint from the head to the body.
那么以弗所书我们可以这样看它。
And the book of Ephesians, we can look at it in this way.
以弗所书呢是从身体看元首。
That the book of Ephesians has a viewpoint from the body to the head.
啊，我们这里可以很清楚的知道。
And very clearly we can see.
虽然在哥罗西书里面大部分是讲到元首。
Although in the book of Colossians, it mostly mentions things pertaining to the head.
但是他一定要提到身体。
But they it has to mention the body.
在以弗所书里面虽然大部分提到身体。
And in Ephesians, it mainly mentions things pertaining to
the body. 但是他也必须提到元首。
But it also has to mention the head.
所以我们曾经和弟兄姊妹讲过。
So I mentioned with brothers and sisters before.
在保罗的启示里面。
In Paul's revelation.
他给我们认识到两个很重要的原则。
He allows us to see two important principles.
这就告诉我们，只有我们认识元首，我们才能够知道身体。
That only when we see the head can we see the body.
你认识主耶稣基督，
if we know Jesus Christ,
你才知道什么是教会。
Then we will know what the church is.
那么另外翻过来，
and on the flip side,
我们只有认识身体。
Only when we know the body,
才知道什么是元首的丰满。
Then we will know what the abundance of the head.
就是说你必须认识什么是教会。
So in order to know what the church is,
你才知道什么是基督的丰满。
Then you will know what the abundance of Christ is.
这两句话非常的重要。
And these two phrases are very important.
可以说包括全本圣经中所有的启示都在内。
And you can include all of the revelations of the Bible within these two phrases.
弟兄姊妹们，你如果仔细读保罗的书信，
if we read Paul's letters in detail,
你会看见在保罗的属灵看见里面，
you can see from Paul's spiritual insight,
头跟身体是合而为一的，
that the head and the body cannot be separated.
是不能分的，
it cannot be separated.
主耶稣是个人的基督，
Jesus is the
individual
Christ.
教会是团体的基督，
and the church is the corporate Christ.
所以这是非常重要的一个思想。
And this is a very important thought.
这是神的荣耀的旨意。
And this is the eternal purpose of God.
所以因此今天呢，
so today,
我们要知道一件事情，
we have to know one thing.
身体没有元首是不能单独存活的。
The body cannot have life without the head.
就像我这个人一样，没有头我是活不下去的。
Just like my physical body, if I was headless, I would have no life.
这是非常重要的一个认识。
And this is a very important recognition.
所以我们必须让基督做教会的元首。
So we have to allow Christ to be the head.
让基督在凡事上居首位。
That in all things Christ has the authority.
那么身体才能存活。
Then the body can have life.
那么同样翻过来。
And on the flip side.
如果元首没有一个完整的身体，
if the head does not have a complete body,
那么是一个有缺陷的身体，
if it was an incomplete body,
这会使元首的见证受亏损的。
Then the testimony of the head is compromised.
那么意思说你看不见什么叫丰满。
Then what does that mean? It means that there's no abundance in the whole body.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我前面所说的这一段话，
so this phrase that I mentioned in the beginning,
是关乎到整本圣经的启示最重要的一些原则。
It pertains to the most important revelations that are seen in the Bible.
我希望弟兄姊妹们，我们首先能够牢牢地记住。
And I hope that we can hang on to this.
因为这个不仅是头一个世纪神启示给使徒保罗的，
because this revelation was not given just to Paul in the first century.
也不是保罗写下来了给哥罗西的教会，给以弗所教会。
And this was not a revelation that was not only given to the church in Ephesus and Colossae.
这些启示乃是给历世历代所有的圣徒的。
But this revelation was given to all the Christians throughout all the generations.
包括今天你我坐在这里的所有的圣徒，
including the generation that we are in today.
主神要使保罗明白，
The Lord wanted Paul to understand.
那么主怎样使当时代的教会明白？
He wanted the church at that time to understand.
今天主也照样 会使我们明白。
And today the Lord wants us to understand.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
That this is a very important thing.
我们看见在保罗在新约的时代中
We can see that Paul in the New Testament time.
他不仅看见教会是基督的身体。
He not only saw that the church is the body of Christ.
在他的书信中也告诉我们教会是一个新人。
In his writings we can see that the church is also the new man.
这两件事啊
These two things
是新约时代中间最大的启示
are the two greatest revelations we see in the New Testament.
在哥罗西书里面他也讲这是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘
And we can see in Colossians that this says that this is the greatest mystery of all time.
就是在保罗以前的世代里面是没有这样的看见
Prior toThe Apostle Paul, this revelation was not seen.
在旧约的圣徒们是没有这样的看见。
And Christians in the Old Testament didn't see this.
只有到了新约时代。
Only when we come to the New Testament.
圣灵开启圣徒们的眼睛。
The Holy Spirit opened the eyes of Christians.
我们才看见教会是基督的身体。
That we see that the church is the body of Christ.
我们才看见教会是一个新人。
And we can see that the church is the new man.
所以这两件事情对于今天我们来讲非常重要。
Are extremely important to us today.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
那我们讲过
We've mentioned in the past.
保罗所看见的
What Paul has seen.
他说是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘。
This was a mystery that was hidden for ages.
我上次已经和弟兄姊妹讲过了。
I mentioned this to brothers and sisters last time.
这个奥秘
This word mystery
是所有圣徒都可以明白的
And every Christian can understand
所以我们不必啊读到这两个字啊我们心里就觉得为难
So we don't need to be discouraged when we come to this word mystery
所以教会是基督的身体是个奥秘
The church being the body of Christ this is a mystery
教会是新人同样也是个奥秘
The church is the new man this is also a mystery
那么今天早晨呢我们也靠着主的恩典呢和弟兄姊妹来看什么是新人
And today by the grace of God may we look at the churchAs the new man.
如果我们明白圣经
If we can understand what the Bible says,
我们就看见圣经很明确地告诉我们
We can see that the Bible clearly tells us,
在堕落的宇宙中
Within this fallen realm,
它其中所有的一切
All things in this realm,
包括我们这些人
Including man,
在神的眼中看全部是旧的
In God's eyes is, this is all old
所有事物是旧的天地也是旧的
Everything the sky and the earth it's all old
啊，对我们来讲有的时候我们看见一个婴孩出生的时候我们说这个是 newborn baby 对不对
For us there are things that are new like a newborn baby we say it's a newborn
但是在神的眼中来看是旧的
But in God's eyes this newborn babyBaby also is of the old.
因为在所有堕落的世界里面，一切都是旧的。
Because in this fallen realm that the world is in, everything is old.
我们希望主让我们能看见这件事情。
And I hope that God would open our eyes to see.
因为这个跟我们的侍奉生活有非常密切的关系。
Because this is closely related to how we serve.
那并且圣经告诉我们
And the Bible also tells us
只有在基督里
Only in Christ
一切才是新的
All things are new
所以在基督里
So in Christ
所有蒙恩得救人被称作新人
All born again Christians are considered new man
新的人类
It's a new creation
在基督里的天地
In the heaven and earth of Christ
被称作是新天新地
It is labeled the new heaven and new earth
啊，所以我想首先我们必须把这个新旧把它弄得非常的清楚
So first off I just wanted to clarify the differences between old and new
请我们记得我再强调的说
May we remember and I'll emphasize again
这个堕落的宇宙
This fallen realm
你所看见的一切事物
All the things that we see
没有新的
everything is not, everything is old and not of the new.
啊，只有在基督里，
only that which is in Christ.
你看见另外一个世界，
then we see a new world.
在这个世界里面，
and in this world,
一切才是新的，
everything is new.
所以圣经把这个分得非常的清楚。
So the Bible makes a clear distinction between the two.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
今天我们这班在旧的天地里面的人，
For us who live in this realm of the
world, 我们蒙到何等大的怜悯。
We have gained this a tremendous grace.
因着基督的救恩，
That through the salvation of our Lord,
我们可以有份于新造。
We can have a part in the new creation.
只有蒙恩的圣徒有份于新造。
Only the born again Christians have a part in the new creation.
所以在教会之外，
So anything else outside of the church,
一切的事物都是旧的。
Everything outside of the church is old.
所以圣经告诉我们，
So the Bible tells us,
因为神要成就这件事情，
Because God wants to accomplish it.
所以我们的主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
So that is what brought the Lord Jesus into the world in the form of flesh.
他成了新人类的元首。
He became the first of the new man.
啊，他所以要到地上来成为一个新的人的元首。
And he came into this world to be the first of the new creation.
他一方面告诉我们神所要的一切事物，
And he tells us that what the Lord desires
跟这个旧的事情完全没有关系，
has nothing to do with the old.
所以我们看见，
So we can see
主耶稣说明了一件事情，
That the Lord Jesus said,
他与旧人类的本质完全不一样。
That he has nothing to do with the nature of the old.
所以你看主耶稣到地上来的时候，
So when Jesus came into the world,
四本书福音书记载着，
The four gospels recorded this.
他跟所有的人都不一样。
That he was different than anyone else in the world.
虽然他从拿撒勒出来，
Although he was one who came from Nazareth,
他从个木匠的家里出来，
He was the son of a carpenter.
人看他是一个乡下人，
From man's eyes, he was but a hillbilly.
但是这里说明什么呢？
But what does this speak of?
我们的主用任何的形象出来的时候，
That no matter what form the Lord came into this world as,
他的本质和其他人都不一样。
His nature was different than anyone else.
这些也不会影响他的本质。
And all of these physical circumstances will not influence his nature.
这个观念很重要啊。
And this is a very important concept.
因为今天我们在教会里啊，
Because in the church today,
我们太过分注重人的外表的形象。
We pay attention too much on the outward physical.
这里告诉我们神根本不注重外面的形象。
It shows that this story shows us that the Lord pays no attention to outward circumstances. And I'll simplify it.
不管你是医生，你是律师，你是教授，你是科学家，我们这个不能影响。
Regardless whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, or a scientist, it doesn't matter.
不管你是一个没有受过教育的人，不识字的人，
or whether you are one who didn't have that education,
你一点才干都没有，
and you don't have much skill,
只要你里面有了主耶稣基督的生命。
But if you have the life of the Lord Jesus,
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你就是个新人，
you are a new creation.
这个不受着外面事物的影响。
This new creation is not influenced in any way by the world.
主耶稣到地上来的时候，
That's why when the Lord came into this world,
他不需要拿一个君王的形象，
he didn't have to come in the form of a king.
他也不需要个将军的形象，
and he didn't have to come as a general.
他也不需要用个学者的形象，
and he didn't have to come as some scholar.
他也不需要用个有钱人的形象，
or he didn't have to come as a rich man.
因为神不在意这些东西，
because God doesn't care about these
things. 因为这些东西都不能影响主耶稣基督那个本质。
Because all these things have zero influence on the nature of who God is.
我们要感谢神啊，
and we thank God.
只有在基督里，
only in Christ,
我们才有真正的平等的，
can we have this true harmony.
这多么重要的一件事情。
What an important thing.
所以主耶稣到地上来的时候，
So when the Lord Jesus came into this world,
他说我是从天降下人就在天的人子。
And he said that he is the one who came from heaven and has the nature of the son from nature of heaven.
啊，那么我想我这关于这个点呢，我今天不要讲的太多。
And I don't want to go into too much into this today.
因为我要讲到我们的主怎样把这个新人的恩典加在我们这些人的身上。
Because I want to speak more on how the Lord will place His grace upon all of us.
所以自从主耶稣道成肉身来到地上之后，
So after the Lord Jesus came into this world in the flesh,
在整个宇宙里面出现了一个新人类。
In the entire universe, there is now this new race.
他是第一个。
This new creation, and He is the first.
然后从这个里面产生了无数个。
And from this, it spread to the multitude.
所以呢，我们这些蒙恩得救的人。
So for us who are born again Christians.
我们就是从这个新造的元首里面所产生出来的新的族类。
And we are a product from this new creation.
所以圣经告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
在哥林多后书里面告诉我们。
In 2 Corinthians, it tells
us,
if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature.
这句话什么意思?
What does this mean?
当他用这个创造这个字的时候,
when he uses this word, creation,
啊，这个什么叫创造? 创造就以前从来没有过的。
What does it mean to create? It means that it did not exist before.
如果以前有了就不需要创造。
If it was already in existence, then there's no need to be for creation to happen.
所以新的创造,
so this new creation,
就说明在原来的旧造中是完全没有的。
Speaks to the fact that in the past, this did not exist.
愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
弟兄姊妹，如果你明白这个道理，
Brothers and sisters, if you can remember,
你就知道我们是何等的有福啊。
You will know how privileged we are.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们是何等的有福啊。
We are ones who are extremely privileged.
虽然今天我们还活在这个旧造的世界里面，
Even though we live in a realm of the old,
但是我们与这个旧造的完全不一样了。
But we are completely different from the old.
好，我们必须要有这么一个看见。
We have to have this insight.
保罗告诉我们，
Paul tells us,
我们是在基督里面新的创造。
That in Christ we are a new creation.
啊，你必须明白这个意思。
And we have to believe this.
在有一些英文圣经里面。
And in some of the English translations,
他们把这个新造这个字啊，有另外一个解释。
There, within this phrase, the new creation, there's another explanation.
啊，那么这个新造呢，它也可以说是一个新的生存的次序。
That this, in this new creation, it is a new order of existence.
Yeah.对，听懂了吗？
Do you understand this?
啊，是个 new order of existence.
It's a new order of existence.
就是呢，这个新出来的族类。
That means this
new race.
New race.
他们的生活的那个次序是完全新的。
And everything that is lived out in this new race is of the new.
他们与整个旧造的世界完全不一样。
It is completely different than that of the old.
弟兄姊妹，这个才叫做真正的基督徒。
And this is called a true Christian.
啊，这是神给我们的恩典。
And this is grace that is given.
若是有人在基督里。
To us by God, and if we are in Christ.
他就是新造的人。
You are a new creation.
所以今天你我蒙恩得救。
So today you and I who are saved.
都要知道我们已经是新造的人。
Today we are a new creation.
是他把一切都更新了。
And he has made everything new.
所以这句话很重要。
So we have to remember this.
这说明只有当我们活在他里面的时候才是新的。
Only when we live in Christ will we be new.
你知道今天在神的百姓当中啊。
Today among God's people.
哎呀，很多人强调说，哎呦，我有一个新的看见。
Some people will claim, oh, I have a new insight.
我有一个新的经历。
I have a new experience.
那么你怎么去衡量这个对不对呢？
Well, how do you gauge whether this is true or not?
如果这个新的看见是基督，那就是对的。
If this new insight is Christ, then it is accurate.
如果他这个新的经历是基督，那就是对的。
If this new experience is Christ, then that is accurate.
今天很多人呢，弄些新奇的东西，以为是新的。
Today, people will try to stir up new things. There are a lot of new things that we look to.
所以我们用简单的话来分解它。
But it, simply speaking,
弟兄姊妹牢牢记住。
Remember this.
在基督里就是新的。
If you are in Christ, then you are new.
不是基督的都是旧的。
Anything outside of Christ is of the old.
所以你不要被别人迷惑了。
So don't be tricked by anyone else.
有很多人强调他有新的看见，新的经历。
There's a lot of people who will proclaim that they have new insight and a new experience.
我们要知道只有主把一切都更新了。
Only in Christ will we find the new.
所以这是非常重要的一件事。
So this is a very important thing.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our God.
他道成肉身来到地上。
He came into the world as an
infant. 他展现出了一个新人。
And he manifested the new man.
那么也产生出一个新的族类。
And through him was birthed a new race.
今天我们是一个新的族类。
And today we are a new race.
但是呢，在我们的身上跟在主的身上不一样。
But between us and on Christ, there's a difference.
在我们的身上是什么呢？
On us,
是从旧的变成新的一个过程中。
For us, we were of the old and we have been changed to the new. And there is a process. And we are going through this process of change. Because originally we were of the old. But now this new life is within us. And this new life is changing us. And in this changing process, we see that we are not perfect. So it's very interesting for Christians.
就是一活旧的。
Sometimes we live out the old life.
你说他旧的，哎，他过两天又来一点新的。
And we see in within this old life that sometimes there's new life within.
是不是这样呢？
Isn't it like this?
我们一下新一下旧，一下新一下旧。
We keep going back and forth, old new, old new.
当然，这个是对于追求主的弟兄姊妹来说的。
And this is for those who pursue after the Lord.
如果你不追求主呢？
If you don't pursue after the Lord at all,
看起来都是旧的。
Then everything is old and new.
新的很少。
And there's very little of the new.
所以我们需要追求主。
So we need to pursue after the Lord.
在这个追求的过程中。
And in this pursuing of the Lord process.
哎呀，我们的光景是新旧旧新这么来回变化。
We're flip-flopping between old and new.
但是神的工作在我们身上。
But the work of the Lord is on.
总有一天要把我们这个旧的完全变成新的。
Until one day the old is completely gotten rid of in us.
那么这个过程
we are all new.
你我也必须明白。
And this process we have to acknowledge.
因为这个关乎到基督的见证。
Because this has to do with the testimony of Christ.
关乎到教会的见证。
And this has to do with the testimony of the
关乎到我们个人的见证。
Testimony of the church and our individual testimony.
所以这样说来。
So when we say it like this.
如果我们里面改变新的性质越多的时候呢。
If we are changing, we manifest more of the new life,
基督的见证就更刚强。
Then the testimony of the Lord is more strong.
当我们里面的新的性质越多的时候，
when we have more of the new life,
所有的弟兄姊妹们新的性质越多的时候，
and when all the brothers and sisters have more of the new life,
教会的意义就更明显。
Then the meaning of the church is more evident.
我们已经多次和弟兄姊妹讲过。
I've already mentioned so many times.
教会的意义不是在乎人多。
The meaning of the church is not related to the number of people.
不是在乎一个组织的整齐。
And it's not based on an organization.
完全在乎基督的显现。
It is completely reliant on the manifestation of Christ.
所以只有当基督显现出来了。
So only when Christ is manifested.
那个才是新的。
Then that is new.
所以这个观念我们必须要牢牢的记住。
We have to remember this concept.
我们知道今天基督已经在我们里面。
We know that today Christ is already in us.
但是呢，我们也需要在基督里面。
But today we also have to be in Him.
也就是说，你今天属灵的生活，你要把每一件事情跟主连在一起。
That means everything in our lives we need to align that in Christ.
包括你的思想，
including your thought,
包括你的言行。
言
就你的话、
including our speech
包括你的行动
including our actions
等等我们再稍微仔细的讲一点
and we'll talk about this in more detail
所以 要学习住在基督里。
We need to learn and practice living in Christ.
你才能够把那个新活出来。
Then we can live out the new.
所以当神圣灵把这个重要的启示摆在保罗里面的时候
And when the Holy Spirit gave Paul this revelation,
他就看见一件事情。
He saw one thing.
主所要的教会是新人。
The church that God wants is the new man.
从里到外都是新的。
Inside to out is all new.
完全与旧造无关。
Completely set apart from the old.
哇，这个哈，今天我发现在神的百姓中啊，真正有保罗这样看见的人不多的。
And unfortunately, there are only few among God's people who really see this.
所以今天我们必须明白一件事情。
So today we have to acknowledge.
教会绝对是从新生命里面所产生出来的。
The church is birthed through this new life.
我们简单说，教会是绝对是新生命的产物。
And we can say that the church is a product of the new life.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这就告诉我们说啊。
This means,
如果你用旧生命的性格和性情来做主的工
if you try to do God's work with your old nature,
是没有办法显出那个教会的意义
we cannot manifest the meaning of the church.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
天然的智慧
our natural wisdom,
和人的经验
and man's experience,
只能制造宗教
Can only produce religion.
基督教是这么造出来的。
And this is how the religion of Christianity was.
弟兄姊妹，你们原谅我。
And may you allow me to say.
因为我们现在讲的是真理。
What I'm speaking of is truth.
我没有任何意思要批评论断什么。
I'm not here to condemn or judge.
我们希望我们把对的看见。
I hope that we can see what is right.
你从天然的智慧和人的经验，你没有办法建立教会的。
Using our natural wisdom and our man's experience, we cannot establish a church.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
因为这是旧造的东西。
Because these are all of the old creation.
你没有办法用旧造的东西。
We can't use the things of the old creation.
来建造神的教会。
To establish the church.
这就是教会历史让我们看见。
And throughout church history, we can see.
人今天犯了很大的错误。
And man has sinned greatly.
其实很多人呢，因蒙恩得救赎，他所得着的是个新的生命。
But when we were first born again and accept the Lord, we have a new life that is deposited.
但是从他得救那天开始起呢？
But from that day onward,
他仍旧用他旧的习惯、旧的思维、旧的方法来过生活。
Man has used the natural wisdom and logic to live.
甚至用他这些旧的东西来服侍神。
And man has even used these things of the old to serve God.
结果只能产生一些宗教行为。
And what is produced is just religion.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
这里很重要的提醒告诉我们
This is an important reminder to us.
不管你多聪明
No matter how smart you are.
你在世界上你的学问多大
No matter how much wisdom or how much achievement you have.
你有多大的成就
What accomplishments you have.
你有多大的本事
What abilities you have.
你要知道，你用这个来侍奉神是无法建立神的教会。
If you use these to try to build up the church, then it is completely
build up the church. 不能建立教会。
You can't build the church with these.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们知道人今天对于教会的建造有非常大的误解。
And we have a complete misunderstanding of how to build God's church.
在世界上
，In the world,
有的人很有成就。
A lot of people are very accomplished.
哇，他在办理这个工厂啊，这个做一个公司的组织，说非常成功。
Maybe you're the CEO of a company and you're very successful.
他们就用了这个公司法。用他组织的这个建造法把它搬到教会里面来。
And they bring the skills of running a company into the church.
所以看起来外表做起来也蛮兴旺。
And from the outside, it seems like this work is promising.
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
我们知道 那个不是神所要的东西。
That is, we know that that is not what God wants.
因为那个人就是什么，用旧的世界中的事物来建造的，乃是一个旧的团体。
Because we are using that of the old to try to establish the church.
弟兄姊妹，我所以这样说。
And I'll say it like this.
你们知道，这不是我的观念。
This is not my own thought.
这是圣经的思想。
This is the thought that is recorded in the Bible.
所以今天你要看见教会是神的工作。
Today we have to see that the church is God's work.
能不能被接受是神的事，不是人的事。
Whether it is accept, it cannot be man's work.
按照你这个人你可以接受了，但神不一定能接受。
Perhaps man, we can accept the work of man, but God cannot accept it.
所以今天我们所建造的教会必须是让神可以接受的。
So today, the work in the church has to be something that is accepted by God.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们不能用人天然的聪明，天然的才干，用天然的方法来服侍我们的主。
So today we cannot use man's natural wisdom and abilities to serve God.
我也知道我这样讲对很多人啊很为难。And, 我们不这样做那怎么办呢？
But I know that I'm, probably causing much grief for many of you if we have the thought that, well, if we don't use this method, what can we do then?
讲一件很有趣的事情。
And I'll give, an interesting, analogy. Or story. One time we were trying to, accomplish a task.
我们请一个弟兄啊，他很懂电脑的。
And there was a brother who was really skilled with the computer.
说他把这资料放在电脑，巴拉巴拉巴拉打转，很快就出来了。
And this brother was really quick and entered everything into the computer.
所以旁边一个弟兄就讲了。
And then there was a brother who stood by him and said,
他说你看这个人还是有点用处的。
He said, well, you see, the skills of man are still useful.
好像你不懂得电脑这些东西的话，你办事没那么快。
It seems like, well, if you don't know how to use a computer, then you can't accomplish the task as quickly.
是的，有的时候看起来外表上做起事情来说，有的时候人的智慧、人的方法好像也产生点功用，对不对？
It's true that sometimes from the outside we see that man's skills and wisdom can be useful.
但是请我们记得，
but we have to remember,
神所要的是那个新的性质。
What God wants is the nature of the new man.
神并不在乎你外面做什么。
Does not care about what you do on the outside.
他在乎那个性质，必须是新人。
He, what he's after is that the nature of the new man.
所以今天我们必须活在主所给我们那个新的生命的里面。
So today we have to live out the new life that God has given.
到底这个新生命有多少的智慧？
And how much wisdom this new life has.
到底这个新生命有多少的功用？
How much ability does this new life have?
有多大的能力？
How much power does this new life have?
可能对很多基督徒来讲都完全不能明白。
And maybe for many Christians this is, something that cannot be understood.
所以我们一直强调人的这个本事，人的能力。
And so we then fall back to, looking at man's abilities.
所以你想想看，很简单的逻辑。
And there's a simple logic.
啊，你今天所运用天然的智慧，这是神所创造给你一点的智慧。
Today, if you were to use your abilities, you can say that God created you and gave you these abilities.
那么神给你的新生命。
But God gave you this new life.
那个里面所给的是神的智慧。
And what God has given you is God's wisdom.
受造的智慧，岂能和造物主的智慧相比呢？
The natural wisdom versus God's wisdom, how can it be compared?
啊，这样你就明白了，对不对？
Now it should be more clear.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们一蒙恩得救，我们需要活在这个新生命的里面。
So brothers and sisters, as soon as we were saved, we need to live in this new life.
哎呀，我为这个哈，我满心感谢我的主啊。
And I'm so thankful to the Lord for this.
我实在承认，我这个人很有限。
And I will be the first to admit that I am one who has many inadequacies.
圣经只有这么一本。
The Bible is just this one book.
几十年都讲它。
For all these decades I've been talking about the Bible.
人家说你哪有这么多东西可以讲啊。
And people will say, well, how come you have so much material to speak on? And I'll tell you.
如果我开头就用我天然的智慧在这里研读圣经讲主的话。
If I were to use my own natural intellect and wisdom to read and study and preach God.
早就到尽头了。
I would have come to my end years ago.
可能我就根本没有东西可讲了。
Then I would have nothing to say.
我要维持这个讲台的话呢。
If I were to preserve this pulpit,
我就要把天文地理啊，把这个世界上的时事什么都拿来讲，对不对？
Then I would have to turn to worldly wisdom and worldly methods to try to explain God's word. There's nothing to supply this.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神给我一个新生命。
God has given me a new life.
这个新生命的智慧是无穷无尽的。
And that new life, the wisdom in that new life is incomparable.
啊，这个实在是一个极大的祝福。
And this is a huge blessing.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们要去体会。
We have to understand.
要去经历。
We have to experience.
主所给你的生命。
What God has given us in this new life.
那是何等的智慧。
Is great wisdom.
何等的能力。
There's great power.
因为那是从神的生命中出来的。
Because it is birthed from the life of God.
并且那个才是真正的新的东西。
And that is what is truly new.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
因此在哥罗西书里面呢。
What is recorded in Colossians.
啊，有一句很大的一句话。
There is an important phrase.
当他提到教会的时候。
When it mentions the church.
他说只有基督是一切又在一切之内。
Only Christ is all and in all.
所以他就讲到没有外邦人没有犹太人没有什么为奴的自主的这许多区别对不对
It says that there is no difference between Jewish and Gentile and Barbarian or Scythian or any people.
所以我们知道今天教会只有进到基督的里面，你看见一个新的光景出现。
Only when we come into the new life can we see the new life in the church.
不管什么人种
it doesn't matter what type of people.
不管什么传统
ethnicity or where you come from.
弟兄姊妹们。这些在新人的范围里面完全都消除。
Within the realm of the new, all of these things, do not influence it.
我再举个例子说明一下。
And I'll give another example.
我最近到欧洲去了。
Recently, I went to Europe.
到了欧洲啊。
And in Europe,
我才发现呢，我这个又聋又哑。
That my, right ear became deaf.
你没有听懂我的话。到了那里呀、啊，人家讲德文，我也听不懂，也不会说。
Oh, I didn't understand the language in Europe.
啊，虽然眼睛可以看见外面东西，但那个文字我也不懂。
Even though I could see with my eyes, I could not understand the language there.
然后到了法国，一样。
Then when I went to France, it was the same thing.
法文我也听不懂。
I didn't understand French.
我也不会讲。
I cannot speak French.
只学了一句。
I only learned one phrase.
Merci, merci, merci. 谢谢，谢谢，就是。
I only learned merci.
这个别的什么也不懂。
And I could not understand anything
else. 然后又跑到意大利。
Then I went to Italy.
哇，意大利，你也是，听不懂，这个也不会讲。
And also, I could not speak or understand.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，我所处的那帮弟兄姊妹啊，叫我更为难。
The brothers and sisters who I met with brought even more grief to me.
因为他们来自中国的温州。
Because they were ones who came from a province in China called Wenzhou.
哇，我才发现这个温州话呢，比什么德文、法文、意大利文还要难呢。
And I found that the language in Wenzhou is even more difficult to understand than any European language.
他们整天碰在就好了，我觉得我外邦人。
And when they were speaking and conversing, I felt like an outsider.
我连一个字也听不懂。
I could not understand a single word.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们知道，人活在地上。
Today, when we live in the world,
有太多这些外表上的分别了。
There are so many barriers.
但是主的救恩何等奇妙啊！
But the salvation of God is amazing.
只有当我们进入这个新人的范围里面的时候
，When we enter into the realm of the new creation,
啊，也没有什么中国人、美国人、德国人、法国人、意大利人，没了。
There is no distinction between nationalities and languages.
唯有基督是一切，又在一切之内。
What is there is Christ is all and in all.
哎，我们虽然话讲不懂啊。
Even though we cannot communicate because of language.
我们一说信耶稣的，里面就通了。
But once we communicate Christ, then there's fellowship.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
这是我们主伟大的工作。
This is the wonderful work of God.
你看，在以弗所书第二章里面告诉我们。
You can see in Ephesians chapter 2.
进入基督借着他的身体的裂开，除去这些隔断的墙
Only by the sacrifice and the breaking of God's body, the Lord's body, it's done away with all of these barriers.
什么是教会啊
What is the church?
教会是新人
The church is the new man.
就在这个新人里面
Only in the new man.
所有外表的间隔都没有了
All of these outward barriers are broken down. Brothers and sisters,
这是多么重要的一件事
What an important thing.
啊，那么我们也没有了所有的什么规矩啊、形式这些区别。
And there's no distinction between methods and rules.
所以保罗在加拉太书第六章里面说到。
And so Paul mentions in Galatians chapter 6.
他说啊，受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要。
Paul says, neither circumcision or uncircumcision, it doesn't matter.
那么今天呢，我们读起这个很轻松了。
Today for us to read this, it's pretty easy for us to understand this.
保罗是个犹太人。
But Paul is a Jewish.
他又是在犹太教里面长大的。
And he was trained in the Jewish traditions.
他多么知道割礼对犹太人来讲是多么重要的事情。
And he knew how important circumcision is for the Jewish.
哇，犹太人说。受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要。
And these Jewish people came up to him and would say, "What? You're saying that circumcision or uncircumcision, it doesn't matter?"
啊，我们中国人也讲，你这个大逆不道啊，对不对啊？你就是就是你这个这个大逆不道怎么讲？你不得了，你背叛我们的这个传统啊！Rebellion.
Oh.
背叛传统。
So you would rebel against the,
我们的传统。
The traditions.
最重要的东西啊。
The most important traditions.
这个受割礼是多重要的事情啊。
How important circumcision is.
这是神定规的。
This is deemed by God.
你居然敢说受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要。
And you have the audacity to say that circumcision or uncircumcision, it doesn't matter.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道今天呢，在地上的各教会。
We know that throughout the churches.
那么都有一点点他们所谓的传统。
Everyone has their own traditions.
哇，有的时候你违背他们的传统，那不得了啊。
And if you were to go in and muddy the waters by, going against their traditions.
因为保罗开了眼睛呐、啊。保罗眼睛得开
Paul's eyes were open.
所以他看见的是新人
What Paul saw was the new man.
他不是看见那些规矩
He was not looking at the
不是看见那些规条
He was not looking at the customs and the regulations.
所以他因此敢大胆地说受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要
That's how Paul would have the ability to proclaim loudly that circumcision or uncircumcision, it doesn't matter.
还好那个时候他说这个话是在外邦啊，加拉太。
Thankfully, when he made this proclamation, he was among the Gentiles.
他如果那个时候正在耶路撒冷，他说受割礼不受割礼无关紧要。
Imagine if he said this in Jerusalem.
马上石头就丢过来了。
Stones would be hurled at him immediately.
那个犹太人马上拿石头把他打死。
And those Jews would have stoned him to death immediately. What a serious, threat.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的弟兄里面有了一个荣耀的看见。
But our brother had this glorious insight.
看见教会是新人。
And he saw that the church is the new man.
所以呢不是受这些规矩的影响。
And the church is not influenced by the customs and traditions.
新约圣经里面告诉我们的。
And the New Testament Bible, it tells us.
啊不是因为这样我们就变成了那个随意放荡任着肉体来发展的人了对不对
And so,
不是活在肉体。
We're not living in the flesh.
啊随着情欲啊。
And we live according to how we feel.
啊圣经告诉我们我们人就是有律有新生命的律在我们的里面。
That man, we have the rules of the new life within.
所以你顺着新生命的律活在神跟前的时候你就是个新造的人。
If we live according to the laws of the new man, then what we live out is the new creation.
所以今天教会里面呢
So today in the church,
是受里面的律的约束。
So we are controlled by the rules of the new life.
啊这是非常重要的。
And this is a very important thing.
啊我们不能把那个旧的那个旧人的范围里面的那些规矩把它搬到教会里面来。
We cannot take the rules and traditions of the old realm and bring it into the church.
弟兄姊妹我不知道你听这些话觉不觉得很为难呢
Not sure if you, feel, grieved when you hear these.
啊我从前也是很为难。
And in the past, I was grieved when I read this.
因为我活在我自己的里面活在我旧人里面活得很习惯。
Because I'm so used to living in my natural old man.
现在忽然之间要转变。
And now we have to make a turn.
觉得很困难。
And we feel like it's difficult.
但事实上也不难。
But in reality, it shouldn't be difficult.
因为圣灵在里面帮助我。
Because the Holy Spirit is within us helping us.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
保罗就告诉我们了。
Paul tells us.
啊你要活出这个新人不是很难的。
That living out this new life is not very difficult.
他就鼓励神的儿女做什么要穿上新人。
So he encourages the saints to put on the new life.
他说你要把这个新人活出来就像我们穿衣服这么简单。
That in order for us to live out the new life, it's as easy as putting on a jacket, this putting on the new life.
弟兄姊妹今天早晨你出来聚会的时候你穿衣服有为难吗
This morning, brothers and sisters, when you came to the meeting hall, were you grieved because you had to clothe yourself?
啊有 difficulty 吗有没有这个
Did you have difficulties in dressing yourself?
身体有问题了对不对
Aside from having physical, ailments.
不然很简单了这个衣服拿来就穿上了。
Otherwise, it's pretty easy. You just simply put on.
保罗所以这样形容告诉我们这是很容易的一件事。
So Paul makes this analogy that it's very easy for us.
今天你有了主的生命。
Today, if we have the life of the Lord.
你活出这个新生命的样子是不难的。
Living out this new life should not be difficult.
那么保罗也告诉我们。
Paul also tells us,
这个新的生命 新人的性质
the nature of this new life,
第一个转变的就是我们人的心思
the first thing that needs to be changed is the renewing of our mind,
啊，基督徒的心思上面需要转变
that our minds need to be renewed,
啊什么时候我们的心思被改变
As soon as our mind is renewed,
我们的生活就改变了
then our life is renewed.
保罗告诉我们这个新人的心思啊它是从神的形象里面出来的。
And Paul tells us that this renewing of, this mind is in the likeness or image of God.
它是由主耶稣的形象。
That this nature is that of God.
所以我们要看一看你讲述真理你的思想像不像基督啊
So we'll speak truthfully if we, is your mindset, that of Christ.
这个很容易分辨。
And it's very easy to
比如说你看啊,
make this distinction.
这个呢,大概从什么书本上呢,什么报章上面读出来的。
Sometimes we'll say, well, it's very clearly this thought came from some book or some news article, from your natural wisdom.
对吧?弟兄姊妹们,我们需要心思被更换。
Brothers and sisters, our minds need to be renewed.
因为我们的生活是受我们的思想的影响。
Because our life is influenced by our mind.
你的思想一偏差，你整个生活都偏差。
When our thought process and our mind deviates, then our whole life
你的思想一走极端，你的侍奉就走极端。
And when we are on the wrong path, then our service is compromised.
啊，所以这是保罗告诉我们，基督徒在新人的生活里面，第一个改变是人的心思。
So Paul tells us the first thing that needs to be changed is the renewing of our mind.
然后呢，是我们生活中的更新。
Then we need the renewing of our life.
我们最好把每一样事物都连于主的自己。
That we have to connect everything in our lives to the Lord's life.
我想有一个姊妹的见证，我讲过好多次啊，我再讲一下。
There was a testimony of a sister that I've mentioned many times already, and I'll mention it again.
因为她写了一首歌，帮助了千千万万的圣徒。
She wrote a hymn that helped saints for generations.
啊，你们大家可能都会唱。
And many of you know the hymn.
啊，就是主我需你。No, I need you.
Lord, I need you.
I need thee, oh, I need thee. 大家懂得这首歌吧?
And I think everyone knows this hymn.
哦，这个我从年轻的时候就被这首歌，这个帮助。
I was encouraged with this hymn since I was a youth.
心情一不好的时候我就唱了。我需你，主我需你。
When I was in a bad mood, I would sing how much, Lord, I need thee.
那一唱啊，这个心情就开朗了。
And once I sang this hymn within, my heart was lifted up.
我们知道这首歌是从一个姊妹的经历里面产生。
And we know that this hymn was an experience that our sister went through. She was a
housewife. 她每天早上起来，准备早餐。
She would wake up in the morning and prepare breakfast for them, would eat and go off to work.
儿子女儿吃了上学去了。
And her children would eat and then go off to school.
然后她就收拾家里面在那里扫地。
Then she would tidy up the house.
所以有一天呢正在扫地就心里就难过了。
So one day she was, as she was sweeping the floor, she was, saddened in her heart.
她说主啊你看我过的是什么生活。
She turned to the Lord and said, Lord, what a pitiful life
天天都是这个样子。
Every day it's the same thing.What is the purpose of my life?
我难道就是这么一辈子这样子吗?
Is my whole life going to be just cleaning and cooking and sleeping? And then when the more she thought about it, the more sad she got, and she cried before the Lord.
感谢主，主多么怜悯她。
But thank God that the Lord had mercy on her.
正在她难过的时候。
In her moment of a heavy heart, a sad heart.
忽然这首诗歌从心里面冒出来。
From within, this hymn came out.
所以她就赶快把它写下。
And so she wrote down this hymn.
从那天开始就唱这个歌。
From that day forward, she would sing this song.
啊，做饭的时候，主我需你。
When she would cook, she would say, Lord, I need thee.
扫地的时候，主我需你。
And when she was sweeping the floor, she would sing, Lord, I need thee.
送儿子上班上学的时候，主我需你。
And when she would send the kids off to school, she would sing, Lord, I need thee.
送先生上班的时候也是主我需你。
And she would send her husband off to work, she would say, Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee.
从那个时候开始，她整个生命改变。
And from that day forward, her entire life was changed.
她经历了那个新人的性质。
She experienced the nature of the new life.
生活还是旧的。
The life, the outward life was of the old.
但她整个人里面的光景新的。
But her inner condition was completely new.
这是基督徒的生活。
This is the life of a Christian.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们必须把我们生活中的每一件事情都连于主的自己。
Today we have to make everything in our lives, connected to the new life of the Lord.
在生活中经历什么叫做新生命。
And in our lives, we would experience what this new life is.
这个不是光在教会里面祷告唱诗啊。
This doesn't pertain only to church meetings, singing and praying.
我们所有弟兄姊妹在家庭的生活里面所经历的。
What we experience at home.
把它汇聚在一起的时候。
And if we, unite that with the life of Christ.
那个就是教会。
That is the church.
教会的见证。
That is the testimony.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们必须从主的话语里面来明白主的心意。
We have to understand the Lord's heart through the word of God.
神所要的教会是个新人。
What God desires and wants is this new man.
如果你从这样的一个观点里面去看。
If we look at it from this viewpoint.
你看见今天地上的教会偏离的是何等的厉害啊。
We can see how far we are from perfect.
很多弟兄姊妹不是不爱主，里面满了火热要侍奉主。
Some of us have a lot of zeal in wanting to do things for God.
但是完全用旧的东西来做。
But we use our old methods.
多么的可惜。
What a waste.
所以仰望主的怜悯。
We look to the Lord's mercy.
开我们里面的眼睛。
That he would open the eyes of our heart.
因此我们要牢记一件事。
And we have to remember one
thing. 有一天神要把这个旧有的天地像衣服一样卷起来。把它毁掉。
One day the Lord will like an old rag roll up this old earth, heaven and earth and throw it in the fire.
然后新天新地出现。
And then the new heaven and earth will appear.
只有新人能在其中。
And only the new man can dwell in that new heaven and earth.
一切旧造的东西都不能进去。
Everything of the old realm cannot enter into that new creation.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们只有让这个新人的生命从我们身上显明出来。
So today we have to let that the nature of the new life be manifested in us.
我们才能真正的把教会的意义把它显出来。
Then we can truly manifest the meaning of the church.
所以这是每个弟兄姊妹在主面前应当注意的事。
And this is something that every brother and sister needs to pay attention to.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我再说
I'll say again,
这不是人的要求
This is not a requirement of man.
这是神的要求
This is a requirement of God.
在头一个世纪
That in the first century,
神把这个启示给使徒保罗
That God gave this revelation to Paul.
这个真是艰难的道
that what a revelation and a message that was delivered in difficult times.
但是这也是忍耐的道
But this is also a message and a revelation of perseverance. 因为我愿意
跟从主的话呢
Are we willing to follow the words of God? 跟从
我们人的传统呢?
Or are we more inclined to follow the ways of man and the ways of the old ways of maybe even the religious Christianity?
所以仰望主的怜悯。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
我从圣经里面我读出神所要的光景。
What we read in the Bible should be the things that are what the Lord wants.
我需要努力。
I need to pursue this. I have fellowship with everyone.
你也需要努力。
Now you also need to pursue after this.
让我们把神所要的那个新人的光景把它活出来。
May we live out the new life, which is what God is after.
好，我想我们把这些话呢就交在真理圣灵的手中。
I think, after we commit these words to the one who is of the truth.
我们相信圣灵会使大家都明白。
And we trust that the Holy Spirit will, reveal this.
我们最后我们再来唱这个诗歌131首。
Let's sing, hymn 131.
我们就唱第六节。
And maybe we'll just sing verse 6.
请弟兄姊妹站，我们一起起来，站立起来来唱。
Stand and sing.
我们来祷告。我们先唱。
We're going to sing and then we'll close with prayer.
我们就唱这个第六节。
We'll sing just verse 6.
先进先走和等满足爱是温故心喜乐因着何第六节
Again.
先进先走何等满足安息稳固心喜乐
走在受苦不受封。这首诗歌啊，如果我们记得没错，好像是达比弟兄写的啊。
This hymn, if I'm not mistaken, was written by her brother, Darby.
我们的弟兄明白一件事情。
Our brother recognized one thing.
只有在新造的里面。
Only in the new creation.
才有满足的喜乐。
Can we have satisfaction?
只有在新造的里面。
Only in the new creation.
才有真正的安息。
Will you have true peace?
啊，所以我们再唱第六节，好吧？只唱第六节。
Let's sing verse 6 one more time.
啊，来，献祭献祷，何等满足。安息稳固的喜乐，因着他的救恩受苦，不再受苦，不受苦。会唱英文的人呢、啊，用英文唱一遍，好不好？哎，用英文来一遍，来。
Joyful now the new creation.Resting in this her repose, blessing Jesus for salvation, sorrow now no problem no.
姊妹们来一遍，来。
Sisters,
献祭。
弟兄们来一遍
Brothers,
献祭献祷何等满足安息稳固的喜乐因着他的救恩受苦不再受苦
最后呢，大家再唱一遍，好吗
？Lastly, everyone together.
我们唱完之后呢，我们同声的有点感谢。
And after we sing it, may we all pray.
我们把称颂归给我们的主。
We'll give all the praise and worship.
他已经把你我都放在新造的里面。
He has already placed you and I in the new creation.
啊，我们是新造的人。
We are of the new creation.
我们把赞美归给他。
May we give praise and worship.
然后呢，如果等等，如果有一两位或者两三位弟兄姊妹有感动，可以带着我们用简短的祷告。
Then we'll open up the time for anyone who wants to pray.
来，再来，
献祭献祷，何等满足，安息稳固的喜乐，因着他的救恩受。
我们同声开口祷告。
Let's all praise the Lord together.
主，我们满心的感谢你，你的恩典领导我们，实在是何等的奇妙，也是何等的丰富。今天早晨，我们这些在你里面蒙恩的人，理当把感谢归给你。亲爱的主，你救我们脱离旧造一切的败坏，把我们摆在新造的里面。亲爱的主耶稣，虽然在这个改变的过程中，我们并不完全，但愿主新的性质越过越多的显明在教会中，谢谢你的恩典眷顾和怜悯，求你垂听我们的祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。主啊，谢谢你。
Lord, I want to thank you and appreciate you.
Amen.
What a salvation we have in you.
Amen.
Yes, indeed, you have made us a new creation in us.
Amen.
What is in you is a new creation.
Amen.
All things have passed away and everything has been made new.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. pray that we will truly be under the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That this is a reality.
Amen.
We want to have our minds renewed.
Amen.
Teach us to experience that this newness in our everyday life.
Amen.
So that the more of we can truly enter more into your abundance.
Amen.
And truly enjoy the rest and the blessedness you have prepared for us.
Amen.
Thank you for your great salvation.
Amen.
Thank you for the word that you have spoken to our hearts.
Amen.
In this most precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
阿们
父啊，我们感谢你，感谢你把我们摆在基督里。
阿门。
基督里都是新造的人。
阿门。
我都被主新的了。
阿门。
是你这边的儿子把中间隔断的墙全都拆毁了。
阿门。
不再有种族、语言、性别、年龄、地位各种事了。
是的，主。
我们都合而为一。
阿门。
感谢父，旧造一切都要过去。
阿门。
新造永远长存。
阿门。
那我们今天就活在新造的里面。
阿门。
存着感恩的心，天天借着圣灵更新我们的心思。
阿门。
借着话语更新我们的心思。
阿门。
让我们能够活在新生命的里面。
阿门。
生活中来表现基督。
阿门。
叫你儿子生命里面一切的丰富都能够在教会得到彰显。
阿门。
借着基督认识教会。
阿门。
教会认识基督的丰满。
阿门。
教会真真实实成为那充满万有者的丰满。
阿门。
耶稣基督的圣名。
阿们。
主，我们感谢你，因为你说称了都称了。
阿们。
借着使败坏那长死前的，
是的，
从你所带进来的，借着败坏完全除去。
阿们。
把自己的那复活新鲜的生命带进来了。
是，
那是新造的。
阿们。
在你的心脏里面，主，我们满有那复活的生命。
阿们。
满心的感谢赞美你，因为我们知道，哦，你已经把一切都做成了，我们的真的要进入这个荣耀的里面。
阿们。
因为你天天把这个心脏制作做到我们的里面。
阿们。
啊，当你显现的时候，哦，我们都要向你。
阿们。
感谢赞美你，我们当祷告感谢赞美来奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
阿们。
Lord Jesus, help every deed and every word.
Oh Lord.
Build up the body of Christ and honor your name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
今天整个旧造在劳苦中在叹息。
We know that all of old creation is sighing.
但是你的恩典临到我们这些人。
But your grace has come upon all of us.
你把新的生命赐给了我们。
You've given us the new life.
让我们成为一个新的族类。
And you've made us a new race.
我们知道有一天整个的旧造都要被除去。
And we know that one day everything of the old will be done away with.
我们这些在新造中的人。
But those of us in the new creation.
我们要和你一同在荣耀的里面。
We will be united with you in glory.
并且直到永永远远。
Forever and ever.
这是何等的恩典。
This is true grace.
但愿今天在地上。
But today while we're in the world.
在这个变化的过程中。
In this changing process.
那么我们懂得你的心意。
May we know your heart.
让你在我们身上做工。
And allow you to do your work in us.
让新的性质更多显明在我们身上。
That the nature of the new life would be manifested more in us.
更多显明在教会的里面。
And it would be manifested more in the church.
好叫我们在地上的日子。
That the days of, that we have in the world.
就能荣耀你的圣名。
We may glorify your name.
我们的主啊。
Lord, we thank you.
我们满心的感谢你。
We truly thank you.
是的，只有在这个新的性质的里面
，Only in this new life，
我们才能生活的满足
，Can we find satisfaction in life？
生活的安息
，Find peace in life。
生活的喜乐
，We can find joy。
主啊，你要你的教会成为新人
，Lord， you require that your church become the new man。
愿你继续做工在我们的中间
，May you continue to do your work in our midst。
我们求你借着真理的圣灵。
And may your spirit of truth
开我们里面的眼睛
open up our eyes
让我们能明白你的话语
that we can understand your word
也能够实际进入真实的经历
and be able to live out the reality of the new life
我们谢谢你的怜悯
we thank you for your mercy
我们同心把感谢归给你
together we give you our thanks
垂听我们的祷告
hear our prayers
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
pray in Jesus' most precious name
Amen
Please be seated.